The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We start off this morning with Governor Abbott. He's in a bit of a snit over a TikTok video posted by a doctor at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. You may have heard about this. This has to do with a new law in Texas requiring hospitals that receive Medicaid or CHIP funding to ask patients whether they're in the U.S. legally, and then to track the cost of treating patients who are not. However, this is not required. Patients can refuse to provide this information, and Dr. Tony Pastor, he's a cardiologist at Children's, is encouraging them to do just that.
My proposal to everyone and who's seen this is just know that you do not have to answer this question. And my second sort of proposal is, wouldn't it be amazing if everyone who comes in doesn't answer it and really messes with whatever data that they're looking for?
Well, the governor didn't like that. Let's bring in News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton for the latest. Xavier, good morning.
Mike, Austin, good morning. I love that you guys set me up with that clip. It really, you know, hearing his voice, and we couldn't even play the clip this morning. It had more than a million views, but the doctor, the cardiologist, he actually took it down. Took it down because Children said, hey, you know what, this isn't, you know, it might be time to stop and move past it. We reached out to the doctor just last night, actually, and that's honestly, that's what he said. He said, I have decided to not speak further on this topic. I care too much about our patients to risk it. So that's where he's at with it. But when you talk about Governor Greg Abbott, this is what he said. I loved his response. And I say love just because, you know, just like you guys were talking about Jerry Jones earlier just a second ago, he's always got something to say. Well, Governor Abbott responded on social media saying, hey, Texas Children's Hospital and Baylor College of Medicine, this doctor, obviously referring to the cardiologist out of Houston, is putting your Medicaid and Medicare funding at risk. You better think twice and have crystal clear records. There will be consequences for failing to follow the law in the order. So then you have this back and forth between the Houston cardiologist and the governor of Texas. And thankfully, we have social media. So all of us are sitting back with our popcorn here for it, just kind of watching the back and forth play out.
You know, when I was doing this story, one of the things that struck me is that this isn't mandatory. A patient can come into the hospital and refuse to answer that question. So there's not really a lot that the government governor can do, can he?
There really isn't at this point. You know, who's to say this doesn't change? But there was the one word when you guys were setting me up for this segment, the word ask. The hospitals are required to ask. You're not required to answer, right? And I think that's where the doctor, the cardiologist, was coming back with his response, just letting, you know, his community. And that's why, you know, he said he did this in the beginning, was to let the community know, hey, you know, this is obviously I'm talking about Tony Pastor, the doctor, but you don't have to answer the question. We just have to ask it. And you know what? He even said in the very beginning, he didn't mean for this to go viral. He was just trying to help out his community, so to speak. Should also mention the hospital, Texas Children's, they said, hey, you know what? We are going to fully support Governor Greg Abbott's new executive order. We are in full compliance. You know, his personal opinion doesn't necessarily match the hospital's. So they're kind of covering their own end as well, because anytime you throw out the threat and funding, yeah, at the end of the day, it's about patient care, right?
It kind of sounds like the governor's just upset that someone's getting the word out about that part of the law. And just to clarify, real quick, Xavier, if you do refuse to give them the information, they can't refuse treatment. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And I think that's why critics initially were very worrisome, because they're like, well, if someone needs care, they're not going to come in now in the event that, you know, they have to fill out their immigration status, so to speak. So that's why he was trying to spread the word. But these hospitals are saying, essentially, we want to take care of people. That's the oath that we signed up for when we became doctors, regardless of your immigration status. So there is that back and forth. At the end of the day, you know, hospitals want to take care of people. That's what it is. And, you know, it was just interesting to see the governor. Now, who's to say it wasn't the governor's assistant that posted this on X? But, you know, to hear the governor from his account say that or post that, it was an interesting clapback. And, you know, obviously that got retweeted and put out to the masses, and we're here talking about it now.
It just seems like this is kind of a fact-finding mission from the governor. How have the hospitals taken to this new law? Are they, I know that they're going to follow it for the most part, but have there been some resistance, I guess?
Yes, and if they're, here's the thing, they're not going to outwardly say it like this doctor did, mainly because they're not trying to bite the hand that feeds you, right? You're not going to, if the money is coming from the state of Texas, why are you going to poo-poo on this new law? It just doesn't, from a business perspective, make sense. Financially, it doesn't make sense if that's where you're getting your funding from. Have I talked to doctors? Have I talked to, you know, hospital leaders who say, yeah, we don't necessarily think this is a great idea? Sure, but they're not going to outright publicly say we don't stand by this because of the repercussions, obviously.
Appreciate the time, Xavier. Thank you so much. It's great information, as always. That is News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton with us here on KRLD.